Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The sun is shining brightly over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem today, with comfortable temperatures making it a pleasant day to be outside. Haifa is also enjoying clear skies, while in Eilat it's warmer with a gentle breeze. As evening approaches, expect a mild night across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Walla, Iran says the current round of talks may be the last with the US. Amid ongoing conflict, reports indicate the IDF is exchanging fire with Hezbollah in Bint Jael. Prime Minister Netanyahu claims Israel has crushed Iran's nuclear program. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports Netanyahu spoke on Iran and Operation Roaring Lion. His address comes as U.S.-Iran ceasefire talks continue in Islamabad. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF claims to have killed 1,400 Hezbollah terrorists and destroyed over 200 missile launchers. Hezbollah's Secretary General, Naim Qassem, vows to improve his group's situation. Separately, Mariv reports Netanyahu stating Israel has become a regional and global power. He claims the Iranian regime is seeking a ceasefire due to internal conflicts. And finally, from Israel Hayom, Erdogan's spokesman attacks Netanyahu, calling him a criminal responsible for genocide. This follows a Turkish lawsuit against 35 Israeli officials. Reaction has been swift on social media. Monica Marks, a political commentator, posted just minutes ago that Lebanon's current government is the most anti-Hezbollah in years. She criticizes Israel for its approach. Ha Hussein, a regional analyst, noted the devastation caused by Iran's missiles and questioned American support for the JCPOA, posting 21 minutes ago. Eli Afriat, an Israeli geopolitical analyst, posted 33 minutes ago about reported U.S. conditions in negotiations with Iran. These include uranium removal and stopping enrichment. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's announcement today, Walla reports that Iran sees the ongoing talks with the U.S. as potentially the final round. This development comes amid heightened tensions and military exchanges between Israel and Hezbollah in Bint Jebel. If talks break down, regional instability could escalate further. Turning to Netanyahu's address, reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier today, the Prime Minister emphasized Israel's military achievements against Iran and Hezbollah, aligning his speech with the ongoing negotiations in Islamabad. The outcome of these talks could shape future diplomatic relations in the region. Meanwhile, according to JNS from earlier today, the IDF has significantly weakened Hezbollah by killing 1,400 terrorists. Despite these losses, Hezbollah's leadership remains defiant. The conflict's continuation could lead to more civilian hardships and displacement. Netanyahu's remarks about Israel's power, reported by Mariv, highlight a shift in regional dynamics. The Prime Minister claims this strength has forced Lebanon to seek dialogue. This could lead to new diplomatic opportunities or further tensions, depending on Lebanon's response. Finally, in the diplomatic fallout with Turkey, Israel Hayom reports Erdogan's spokesperson's harsh criticism of Netanyahu. This follows legal actions taken by Turkey against Israeli officials. The strained relations could impact regional cooperation and stability. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business highlights the ongoing challenges executives face amid continuous conflict. Business leaders must manage multiple crises impacting economic stability. Separately, CTEC reports that as a new conflict with Iran unfolds, Israel still grapples with rebuilding from the last war. The delay in reconstruction leaves many families without homes and affects economic recovery. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that most energy projects in Israel will never be built, despite significant investments. This shortfall hinders meeting the rising electricity demand and affects future energy security. That's all for now, from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.